In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. On this extraordinary day, as we celebrate baptism, we do so in the context of trying to share the message of love's knowledge. Many years ago, we were all aware of the fact that having a certain amount of knowledge was power. If you knew more than everybody else, and you could tell them how it was going to be, then for some strange reason, it was believed that you had the power. That has changed with all kinds of technology, and now, for those of you who have cell phones that include the feature of Google, you really don't need to know nothing, except maybe how to say Google and ask the question. Now, if you can get your Google to answer the following question, the world is going to solve most of its problems. The question goes like this: Dear Google, what did I just forget? Now, I know no one else in this room is experiencing that kind of thing in your life right now, but if you can't remember why you went in a room, what you were looking for, where your keys went, oh my goodness, the latest story is a freezer. If you can't remember where your wallet is, if you can't remember where you were supposed to be going, if it's that tiny indication that you do not any longer possess all the knowledge in the world, then this gospel is for you. You see, Jesus is teaching and he realizes that there's a whole lot of people. The numbers change all the time, but we'll go with the 5,000 number indicated today. And that all of these people are hungry, and he turns to one of his disciples and he says, which store do we go to get enough food for these folks? Now, it was a little unfair because he already knew what he was going to do, but he was testing him to see if he was going to function in human knowledge or in love knowledge. There's a difference. Well, as it so occurs, they found a kid with a lunch, and they said, maybe this will do at least for a few people. And Jesus prayed, and there was an extraordinary event, and somehow the food arrived. An extraordinary event, often labeled as a miracle. Sometimes what it really is the motivation of thousands of people who may have brought their own tiny lunch to be able to share, and then Jesus to be able to bless what he gathered from many sources and increase it to what is required. It's called love's knowledge. What human beings can't do on their own and what Christ can do through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you three examples. Number one, in 1946, a tiny, rather normal-looking woman who had become a nun had a mission and a vision for a broken and shattered world. She saw the suffering and the dying in Calcutta, a place that very few people cared existed. And with the support of those who shared the call within the call, she began Missionaries of Charity with 13 people and began to respond to the suffering and the dying and the poverty in Calcutta and the surrounding area. These 13 members grew to thousands who, together through the love knowledge of Jesus Christ, changed the world, beginning in orphanages and charity centers around the world. Second example, in 1976, Millard and Linda Fuller decided one night at the kitchen table that there needed to be more affordable and decent housing across North America and beyond. And they decided that if they gathered with a few of their friends, under 13 friends, that there may be some extraordinary things that could happen if they, as a small group, began to build homes that were affordable housing for the working poor. The passion for justice, grounded in the incarnation of Jesus, can be a multiplying power of love's knowledge. And now, as you know, Habitat for Humanity has built hundreds of thousands of homes, all with a vision at a kitchen table of two people that believed where there was a lack of human resources, when one believed in the transforming power of Jesus Christ, anything was possible. One weekend, a gentleman by the name of Bob Proctor was doing a seminar in Deerhurst Lodge, north of Toronto. On the Friday night, a tornado swept through the town north of it called Barrie, killing dozens of people and doing millions of dollars of damage. On the way home from his seminar, he stopped in Barrie, got out of his car, and looked around and said the same thing you and I would have said. This is a mess. Got back in his car and drove back to his motel. That same night, a gentleman by the name of Bob Templeton was driving in the same highway, and he stopped on the side of the road. Now, Bob was the vice president of Telemedia Communications, who owned a string of radio stations across Ontario and Quebec. He said, there must be something we can do, and began to pray. The following night, Bob Proctor was doing yet another seminar in the same area, and Bob Templeton and Bob Johnson arrived at his seminar and stood at the back of the room, waiting for Bob Proctor at the end of the evening. They had a conversation about Barrie and their profound and deep concern about what they had seen. That following Friday, all of the executives of Telemedia were called into his office, and he wrote down three threes. And it looked like this. How do we raise $3 million in 3 days from now, in 3 hours, to give to the people of Barrie? Mr. Templeton was not surprised by the crazy response that he had from the room full of people. Bob, you're crazy. It can't be done. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody will ever do it. You're wasting our time. Can we go home now? On a piece of chart paper, he wrote 333 with a cross underneath it. He said, this divides what we can do and what we choose not to do. We will spend all of today on what we can do. The room went silent. Finally, somebody said, we could do a radio show across Canada. It would raise all kinds of money. Somebody said, we can't do a radio show across Canada. Many people own the different stations. They never get along. They'll never sit in the same room and talk to each other, and they certainly won't do anything that helps each other. He got really quiet. Somebody else said, I think the radio show can work. I think we can make it happen. I think what we really need are two hosts that motivate people. Let's get Harvey Kirk and Lloyd Robertson to host this radio show. They were the biggest names in Canadian broadcasting. And wouldn't you know it, the next Friday, they made all the plans. The following Tuesday was a radiothon. They had 50 radio stations all across the country that agreed to broadcast it. It didn't matter who got the credit, as long as the people of Barrie got the money. Harvey Kirk and Lloyd Robertson anchored the show, and they succeeded in raising $3 million in 3 hours within 3 business days. The message is clear, in and outside of the church. You see, you can do anything if you put your focus on how to do it, rather than why you can't. By God's grace, when we come to the end of our human knowledge, may we embrace His love knowledge. For in the hands of Jesus, a little becomes a lot, few become many, and the impossible becomes possible. Today, may we teach this lesson to our children. Amen.